promise he still really does.
A 1-pound T-bone steak with fries, just $10.99. Tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Enjoy a 1-pound T-bone steak and fries for just $10.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant. Online at Iacovelli's.com.
Whoopa! It's Great Fest time. Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here. Join me for a taste of Greece without the airfare this Friday through Monday at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church near Manchester in 270. Enjoy delicious Greek food and pastries, plus Greek music and dancers. Visit St. Louis Greek Fest.com for more.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house. 314-822-7100.
Listen for the biggest, the best, most real estate-y show in St. Louis history. The St. Louis Real Estate Show. Sundays at noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000. St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. I'm Bill Cleveland. Welcome to your Memorial Day holiday weekend. For that Rich that called in earlier, you can start the weekend now.
Yeah.
He wanted to start at like 3:50 or something. Now you can start. We'll do a little round of introductions. We will play our supermarket game. Take the first three folks that jump in on the phone lines at 969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS if you'd like to play. Here we go. Running the control board, spinning the hits. Here he is, everybody. Eon the Peon.
Hi, Bill. Happy Friday, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Tina Dalpiez is... She had a little dental work earlier, but a trooper, as always. She's here, hasn't complained once, and... How you doing, Tina? How you holding up?
Just wonderfully, thank you.
All right. Are you just saying
that?
Are you just feeling wonderfully?
My lip's starting to come back.
Oh. God love you. You said by about the fall you'll be all done with all this, right?
Hopefully, yes.
All right, good stuff. And Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Daniel.
Yes, Bill.
All right, how you
it's
doing?
A pleasure to be here. I'm going to start answering the phones here in a second. But hopefully we see everyone at the Talent Bash tomorrow at the West County Talent Bash in Chesterfield, at that Chesterfield Amphitheater.
All right.
And if you want information, henryshumans.com. We have all the information on show dates.
Okay. And I'll also give out the USO website again. They'll be out there collecting stuff. USOMissouri.org. That's USOMissouri.org. If you're heading out there tomorrow, keep those folks in mind. They need cash donations along with some other stuff, and it's all there on the website, and they would appreciate that very much, and especially in the spirit here of this Memorial Day holiday weekend. All right, we'll do a little. I've got a little Memorial Day weekend trivia as well. We'll do that coming up here, and some other stories to kick around. But first, this is something that we're going to start on my new trivia show that begins tomorrow night here on the Big 550 KTRS, 9 to midnight. And something we're going to do is called the supermarket game. Although, you know, the grocery store game, I guess you could call it. What's the difference between a supermarket and a grocery store? I guess just one's bigger than the other?
Any.
No,
yeah.
It doesn't make a difference? All right, so whatever you want to call it. And it's something kind of fun, especially as a lot of us will be traveling on this holiday weekend. Something kind of fun to do in the car. And, you know, I don't know how much fun or how long, you know, that the fun will last, but
right.
At least for it can't kill 15 minutes with the kids.
Depending on how much you like your family
in
I
the
guess.
Car. Right. Yeah, anymore, I guess people put the headphones on and ignore each other. But don't do that. And it's pretty simple. I give you a letter. I've already got the letters all. It's all organized, ready to go here. So you'll get whatever caller you are, you'll get the letter I have set up. And you'll have 60 seconds on the clock, and then you will name as many items that you would find in a grocery store that begin with that letter. And the only real rule is that you can only use a brand name one time. You can use more than one brand name, but if you use a particular brand name, you can't use it more than one
time. Like every flavor of Doritos.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's really the only rule, and you'll have 60 seconds.
Cool Ranch.
We'll keep track of the... No, Dan, we're not playing yet. And that's it. And then the winner... Oh, now here's how it's going to work, too. When I take your call, you will pick either Eon the Peon, Tina Dalpiez, or Dan Strauss, and they will kind of be your team member. So you'll go through, and then once we finish with the callers, we'll go around the room here, and they will have a chance to participate, and we'll combine the scores and come up with a winner. It's the best way we thought we could kill 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So the caller gets a minute, and then we get a minute.
And then you
Is
get
that
a
right?
two scores
yeah.
combined.
So, we,
wow.
let's see, so we'll have three callers, and then you three at a minute apiece. So that's like 12 or 13 minutes, right?
Yes.
Pretty big.
Yes.
Okay. Let's begin, shall we? Donna was the first person through. Donna, welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, AM and the PM.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
All right, so did I explain myself okay? You know how this works?
Yeah, it's got to be food.
Well, no, things that you would find in a grocery store.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. But don't get too crazy on me. I don't want to, you know, have to throw the hammer down on you. You know, don't say, you could buy a chair in the grocery store. Don't say stuff like that.
So, can you?
Yeah, they might have it.
All right. All right, good luck, Donna. By the way, now, who would you like to play with afterwards? Eon the Peon, Tina Dalpiez, or Dan Strauss? Who would you like to pick?
Tina.
All right, so
oh, thank you.
Donna has dibs on Tina. All right, good luck, Donna. Peon, you got the clock there?
I do.
Ready? All right, 60 seconds for you, Donna. Your letter, my dear, is the letter L. The letter L. Good luck.
Lemons, lemonade, liquid, limes, oh my God.
The pressure.
The clock.
L.
O-L.
Don't distract her. Time's ticking. 30 seconds.
Oh my God, I can't think of nothing.
L, letter L. Picture yourself in the grocery
Go
store.
Go down the aisles.
L, yep.
What I'm trying to do, and I think I ran into a block. Lickmade.
I don't know what that is, but okay.
I do.
Oh, you
don't
know what it
it's
is.
Candy.
Okay.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
God, I can't think of nothing.
Oh man, and time. I got four.
Yes, I have four over here.
All right, now everybody in St. Louis, all at the same time, everybody yell out your L's at the radio.
Oh, they were already. But it's not as easy when you're playing.
No, it is not. All right, Donna, hang on. Yeah, hey, miracles could happen.
Yeah.
You better hope Tina has been to the grocery store recently. Hold on, Donna. All right, so there's Donna. Donna got four, so we will add four to whatever Tina Dalpiez gets. Miss Dalpiez, are you ready to go?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, let's be excited here. All right, 60 seconds for Tina on the clock. Tina, your letter is the letter A.
Oh, I thought we kept. I thought we kept.
Stop the clock, Dan.
I thought we kept the same letter.
You're talking
you
under her time.
You could have been compiling. No.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Tina's racking up A's.
All right.
All right.
I have Apple.
This
all right.
sucks.
Are we starting?
Quiet, Dan. All right.
Okay.
60 seconds. Go.
Apples. Applesauce. Aerosol sprays.
Good.
Artichokes. Anchovies.
Letter A.
I know.
As the host, I have to say that.
Yeah. The letter is A.
I'm sorry. I know there's 5 million of them, Arthur.
No.
Antiseptics.
I think you got them all already.
That's a good one.
Hey, you got six so far.
Antiseptic.
The next edition of 60 Minutes.
I'm sorry.
Don't give up. Come on, you got 10 seconds. Get another couple.
That's why I'm not laughing at you. I know I'm coming next.
Oh, I'm horrible at this.
And I don't know. I'm just blank.
And
Okay. But you got six, though, right?
You got six.
You got six.
Man, that's pretty good.
So you add that to Donna's four. By my count, that's 10.
That is 10.
All right. So Donna has 10. All right. Next up is Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hi. How are you?
Great.
On AM and the PM.
Well, thank you very much. Hallelujah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Donna and Tina came up with 10 items. So... there you go. Now, would you like to play with Eon the Peon or Dan Strauss?
I'll take Eon with the Peon.
Eon the Peon.
My Peon's right here.
Yeah. Are you breathing heavily? Are you nervous about this? Because it sounds like you're breathing heavy into the phone there. Okay. Good luck to you. 60 seconds on the clock for Sarah.
Okay, thank you.
You boy, that is a mess. Here's what it sounds like, Sarah. Okay.
Maybe take the mic a little bit away from your... There you go.
All right. letter for you, Sarah, is the letter B. Letter B, as in boy. Go.
Biscuits, bacon, bananas, bread. Beets. Oh, boy. I don't know. I'm getting stuck.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Bologna. Broccoli. Bratwurst. Butter. Oh, geez. Let's see. Let me think. Batteries.
Oh, there you go.
Man.
Bread. I think I said bread.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, did.
Oh, my God.
Bags. Paper bags. Plastic bags.
Yeah.
Sandwich bag.
Hey, who's helping you over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
cheating.
Not really fair.
All right, time.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on, Sarah.
Thank you.
There you go. Well,
thank
don't go
you.
Anywhere. Hold on. All right.
Okay.
On. All right. She got, hang on, put her on hold because I can't handle any more of that noise. Good God. I got eight. Did you get eight, Peon?
I had 10 over here.
10?
Yeah, she had pretty many.
But she had people helping her.
Yeah, she did.
I didn't count all the sandwich bags, and because that's more of an S, I would say.
Mm. Well, kind of in a quandary now. Do we count the ones where she had help?
Well, you're the judge, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, what do I care?
You decide.
All right, you had 10. All right, we'll give her 10. That was 10. All right, hang on. Now, she wanted to play with Eon the Peon.
Yes.
That's why he wanted her to keep the item.
Well, yeah.
All right.
What kind of prize do I want here?
Yeah, all you have to do is name one or two.
Yeah.
Don't jinx me.
All right, so Eon the Peon. Here we go. You ready? 60 seconds in the letter. Is D. 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 Ready? Go.
Ready. Oh, let's see.
I don't think that's a product.
Oh, man. Donuts.
There you go.
Diapers. Detergent.
Good. Oh, a lot less.
I have to be like my partner. Oh, man.
Hey, you got three.
Deli meat.
Okay.
Oh, man. Deep dish pizza.
Hey, all right. Now we're getting creative.
Dryer sheets.
Oh, good one.
Ooh.
10 seconds. And time. Okay, I got six.
Yeah,
okay.
16 total.
So that's 16 total.
This is ridiculous.
All right. And last but not least, this is Brad. Brad, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing good.
Good.
Brad, we're screwed.
I know. 16 tough.
Hey, but at least it doesn't sound like you're calling from a wind tunnel, so that's good. That's good. All right, Brad, good luck to you, sir. 60 seconds on the clock for Brad, and your letter, sir, is the letter M. The letter M as in Mary. Good luck. Go.
Marshmallows, mayonnaise, melons, maple syrup, meatballs, marinara sauce. Huh? Um, cake. Just hit the wall.
Yes. Don't cuss.
Oh, I thought you said cake. No, that doesn't start with an M. Come on, you got about 15 seconds. You're playing with Dan, so you need all the help you can get.
Put some cereal.
5 seconds.
That's it, man. I'm done. I'm toast.
Oh, yeah, you are. Okay, well, you missed the most obvious, M&M's.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that is a good
one. That could have been 2 points.
Yeah, I would have given you 2 points for that. All right.
I have six.
All right, Brad, you have six. And, hey, if Dan can get
10.
He needs 11. He would need 11.
Yes,
to
11
beat.
To win.
Okay, I think he can do it.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I'm going to go through the...
Brad, hold on for me, buddy.
I'm going to walk through the store and mentally... since I do the grocery shopping, I'm going to mentally walk through the store.
Your letter is X.
Yeah, great.
All right, Daniel Strauss, your letter, sir, is the letter P, as in Paul.
P?
That's the way the cookie crumbles, my friend. I got him I'm all set up. You're screwed. Go ahead. Go ahead. Letter P.
Pomegranate. Pop-Tarts.
Mm.
Oh, man. P. Trying to think. I'm going through cheeses, and I'm going through aisle.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
I know. Nothing's happening. Gee, good Lord. Pineapple?
There you go.
Hey.
I have bad eyes, Tina.
What's like the most popular food ever?
Popular food? Oh, pizza.
Something you put on a sandwich.
Miracle Whip.
Something green and tart.
All right, he's got
3 seconds.
Something green and heart.
Tart. Like a dill.
Excellent. Oh, pickle.
Wow.
I got a pickle.
Mm. I said pie. I said
pie.
Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Okay, give me those, too.
Did you get four? I have four. And what did Brad get?
Six.
Brad got six.
That's 10. So
of 10.
We have we got a winner. Look at this. Ladies,
a two-way tie for second.
No second. Sarah?
Yes.
Are you with us still?
I am with you.
Away? Okay.
Your cheating helped, Sarah.
Yeah.
You're getting all that help from everybody.
Yeah. Clearly, the point to win this game, you got to cheat.
Be with the group.
Sarah, congratulations. I have no idea what you've won. I'm sure it's terrific.
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
What?
No, it isn't.
Oh. No, it isn't.
We have no idea. Sarah, we're going to put something together for you.
We're going to give you a new phone, Sarah. Hang on 1 second, please.
Okay,
nice job.
Thank you
very much. She's a good sport. That's Sarah. Needs a new phone there. All right, there you go.
So, you better tell the other guys that
we're done. I'm pretty sure they can
hear. Yeah, you better tell Donna that.
I'm pretty sure Donna and Brad can hear what's going on.
No, why don't you break it to her?
Oh, you want me to? They can hear what's going on hold. Donna? Yeah, she's not even there anymore.
Oh, man.
All right, there you go. Memorial Day, of course, this weekend. Now, here's a little bit of trivia. Do you know what they called Memorial Day before it was Memorial Day? No, Frank, you can't participate over there jumping up and down like a knucklehead.
Is that's not Armistice Day, is it?
No. No. Tina?
I don't know.
Dan? Decoration Day.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I'll say Decoration Day, Bill.
Nice job, right. Dan. Now, do you know what war, after what war did that begin? Memorial Day.
World War II?
Nope.
World War One,
to commemorate the fallen Union soldiers of the Civil War.
Oh,
wow.
I mentioned the Indianapolis 500 last hour. The Indy 500, I didn't know this until I just read it. The Indy 500 auto race held since 1911 on the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. So it's been going on a long time on Memorial Day weekend. A little bit of protocol. Flags are put at half staff until noon on Memorial Day. Memorial Day, the flag is raised briskly to the top of the staff and then solemnly lowered to the half-staff position, where it remains only until noon. It is then raised to the full staff for the remainder of the day. Mentioned the change of... now, 3 p.m., according to the federal government, is the national moment of remembrance. So at 3 o'clock, and that's local time, I guess whatever your particular local time is, and so there you go. Memorial Day this weekend. Let's see, a couple other things I wanted to mention. It was a good year to be a CEO in 2011. What do you think the average CEO made last year?
$35 million.
No, not that.
No.
The average?
No, not
that. Seems like they do.
$5 million?
That's because you only hear about the gigantic ones. What'd you say?
Average.
The average? $500,000.
I was going to say $800,000.
They make more when they're fired, don't they? Usually on their way out the door. Here you go. Here's a big bag of money.
They get these big bonuses.
$9.6 million was the annual, the typical CEO salary in 2011.
That's what I'm going to become next year.
A CEO?
Yeah.
Where do you go to school for that?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
That was up about 6%.
BYU?
6% from last year.
I don't know.
Geologists say they now think they know the date that Jesus was crucified. They believe it happened on Friday, April the 3rd, in the year 33. And they have determined this based on earthquakes, I guess. And I'm not a big Bible guy. I don't know the verbiage or whatever, but it's one of the books of the Bible. They mention an earthquake, and they've somehow were able to track it back. And they, I don't know how they do. They probably make all this stuff up. But according to the geologists,
I'm sure they don't.
The geologists, they say that it was April 3rd in the year 33 is when they believe that he was crucified. Blah blah blah. Let's see what else do we got here. Yeah, that's enough. We'll take a quick break. We will come back and. Mike Evans will join us live from Hollywood, California on the Big 550 KTRS.
With an update on the roads, here's Frank Ladd with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. How's it shaping up, Frank?
Well, Tina, who's the hardest working traffic person in St. Louis?
You.
No. Who is it?
Tim Weiland.
It is Tim Weiland. Oh. Tim Weiland.
I was going to say Lance Hildebrand.
Captain
Tim
Mac.
Weiland, Captain Mac. Tim Weiland on his off day calls in an accident.
Oh, wow. He is a pro. So dedicated.
He is. Southbound on 270 between the Teese Road overpass and Tesson Ferry. It's on the right shoulder. That has you backed up in pockets to Grabois southbound on 270. 270, it's slow going now between 64 and Doherty Ferry southbound. Highway 170 southbound, you got a crash at Highway 40. You're still backed up to Delmar, still working with that accident. Westbound Highway 40, it's really thinned out. No delays at all between Kings Highway and like Lindbergh. Just a little bit of volume now between 270 and Mason, and then a heavy olive out to the Boone Bridge in pockets through the valley. They've cleared that accident eastbound Highway 40 at Mason. 70 westbound, still some heavy pockets. You'll tap the brakes. Cave Springs out to T.R. Hughes a couple times there. Eastbound Highway 40, northbound 55, eastbound Highway 70 headed to the Poplar, and eastbound on 5570 headed to 64. All thinned out. No major delays this afternoon. This update is brought to you by Remax. Having twins? Just married? Is your empty nest too big? For all the things that move you, we can help. Find an agent near you at remax.com. Thanks, Tim. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi there, I'm Elliot Gallion, the host of All About Business TV on the radio, which airs every Sunday at 9 right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Each week on our show, we tell the stories of the local businesses you love. And this week, we're talking all about the love business, or the wedding business anyway. Flowers, cakes, and dresses, oh my. Join us this Sunday at 9 a.m. and give us a call with your company's 60-second elevator pitch. All About Business TV on the radio, Sunday at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you own a business,
like I do,
you're lucky.
It's my dream come true.
But one little mistake can turn your dream come true.
What?
Into a nightmare.
What?
If you own a small business, all it takes is one mistake and you could find yourself facing a lawsuit from an unhappy customer or vendor. If that happens, you could lose more than your business.
More?
Because when your business isn't incorporated, your personal assets, your home, car, your savings could all be taken away.
I didn't know that.
If you own a business, large or small, you can protect your personal assets easily just by incorporating. Call today for your free guide from companycorporation.com. 1-800-300-8455. We don't offer legal or financial advice. We just make incorporating simple. You can incorporate in 10 minutes, safely, easily, and quickly. Protect your personal assets now before it's too late. For your free guide, call 1-800-300-8455. That's 1-800-300-8455.
When you were a kid, you knew guys who were into cars, really into cars. The Old Car Guys at theoldcarguys.com have been living and breathing old cars since both they and the cars they love were young. Now, they bring you and classic cars together on theoldcarguys.com. They search the back roads to help people buy or sell classic cars at theoldcarguys.com. Not near a computer? Call them at 314-306-7507. The Old Car CarGuys.com, where buyers and sellers come together.
Does what you see every morning make you cringe? Do you find yourself regretting that rash decision you made 5 years ago? Is that grape slush color not sitting so well anymore? Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, and if you answered yes to any of these questions, it may be time to change that old paint color. Here at Schnars, we are making it easy for you to tackle that indoor or outdoor painting project with Valspar Medallion Paint. A paint and primer in one product, Valspar Medallion delivers performance plus with rich colors, added convenience, and long-lasting beautiful results. Act now and save a few bucks. For a limited time, receive a $5 mail-in rebate coupon on every gallon of interior and exterior Valspar Medallion paint you purchase at Schnars. That offer is valid on up to 10 gallons. So come in and transform that salmon mousse kitchen into toasted cinnamon cafe. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Oh, where am I going to stay?
When a disaster strikes, the worry runs circles in your head.
What do I do now?
Pause, breathe in, and call ASAP Contracting and Roofing now. 314-381-3300 in Missouri, 618-281-8675 in Illinois.
If you want to relieve your joint discomfort, why wouldn't you try the joint supplement that's the number one seller in GNC stores? Especially since right now, you can get a complimentary two-week sample just by calling 1-800-700-9884. Instaflex is GNC's number one seller because it's the first complete joint relief solution scientifically designed to help you feel better fast. Instaflex has everything you need to start feeling relief in just a few days. And right now, you can receive a complimentary two-week sample just by calling 1-800-700-9884. With its advanced, clinically researched ingredients, fast-acting Instaflex has everything you need to start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Everything, that is, except a price tag. Get your complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex now while supplies last. Instaflex is the number one joint solution at GNC and available at Rite Aid, too. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-700-9884. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-700-9884.
The 2012 Kia Forte is the uncompromising compact. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Sometimes I worry about what would happen to my family if I lost my job. But I never really thought about what would happen to them if they lost me and I didn't have life insurance. My cousin's husband died, and now she might have to sell her house just to make ends meet. I don't ever want to put my wife through that. So I called AIG Direct.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for AIG Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $17 a month. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-500-1092.
I feel so much better now that I called.
It only takes 5 minutes to see how you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-500-1092. 1-800-500-1092.
St. Louis Jack in the Box locations are now open late. And for a limited time, get two tacos free with any combo purchase after 11 p.m.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
No work till Tuesday for a lot of people.
Aloha Friday.
On this Aloha Friday, it's time now to check in with Mike Evans. He is brought to you by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is their website. They do kitchens, baths, homes. ThompsonPrice.com. Here he is, everybody. Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Give it.
How are you, sir?
Doing good. Hope everybody's well there. We start with the pop quiz question. You got a 50-50 chance this afternoon to get this one right. Is it, say, true or false? Celebrity homes usually sell for more than market price just because a celebrity lived there. True or false? Answer in just a minute. Rumor that Kelly Preston has left the building.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Moved out of the Travolta compound. Yeah, really. TV review. Starting Memorial Day night, a three-night miniseries on the History Channel, a true American classic, The Hatfields and the McCoys.
Wow.
Kevin Costner plays the devil, Ames Hatfield. Bill Paxton plays his archenemy, Randall McCoy. The first shot comes when a Confederate, Hatfield, kills a McCoy for fighting for the Union side of the Confederate, the war against the states. About the same time, a McCoy accuses a Hatfield of, how shall I put this, molesting the family dog.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Is that what that sound means?
There's no going back after you molest somebody's dog.
Jeez,
no
kidding.
It's the Hatfield and McCoys. Bill Paxton's great. Kevin Costner's great. 4 stars. Check it out. You will like it. TV news, American Idol Philip Phillips will undergo major kidney surgery next week. He had 8 minor surgeries during American Idol. Ratings down, by the way, 30% from last year. And America's Got Talent, I think, is much better than the previous year, despite the ratings being down. I think the talent's better. I think Howard Stern really helps the show.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I watched it a couple of times. I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, I like it. Odds and ends, Lady Gaga.
No.
No, I agree. No need for the Gaga.
No.
Lady Gaga's Jakarta concert next month may be canceled because religious leaders there say that her act is obscene and not fit for public display. Lady Gaga. Elizabeth Taylor movie starring Lindsay Lohan has been quietly put on hold. Don't know reason why. Don't know if it has anything to do with Lindsay's sobriety. I guess we'll find out early next week. So what up? First, Justin Bieber walks in the ring with boxer Floyd Mayweather. Then Justin allegedly punched one of the members of the band Wanted. Now he's hanging out with Chris Brown. It's like he wants to be gangsta, Justin Bieber. Come on, man. Trying to get some street cred. Pull up your pants. Come on. Yeah, I don't find anything macho about Justin Bieber at all.
No.
Let's talk about the pop quiz question. You got a 50-50 chance. Come on. True or false? Celebrity homes usually sell for more than market price just because a celebrity lived there.
Tina? You know?
I'll say true.
I'll say true.
I'm going to go with false.
I will say true.
Answer's false.
Oh. False. I'll say false.
Goldie Hawn, Ozzy Osbourne, Jennifer Aniston, Kate Perry have all recently sold homes in Los Angeles and got less than their asking price and a little less than market value. Also, Oprah lost $2 million on the house she sold in Chicago. Don't know if it's because people worry about fans coming by the house harassing them. They worry have to fumigate. Or it's very possible that the celebrities have just paid too much money for the house to begin with.
Yeah, right around the housing crash, too. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. And finally, come on, St. Louis, get her done, sing along. Aloha Friday, nowhere to Monday, make it Tuesday. See what I did there? Video Kalani, Lani, Ani, okay, look who in a car, who yo, yo. Chill away, Kamiki, Kaka, who? Why me not a Kamiki, Kaka, who yo? Happy Memorial Day, see ya.
Anana Kuli Makawani Yani Ona Nana Lula Wa Hawaii.
Yeah, can you imagine buying like Charlie Sheen's house? You'd have to really do a lot of cleaning up.
Oh, man.
They did an episode of that 2.5 Men once where, you know, and basically his character on that show was, you know,
Charlie Sheen.
Pretty close to what Charlie Sheen was really like. And one time I remember they had an episode where somebody had died in his house. And, like, the CSI team came in to check it out, and they did that blacklight thing looking around.
Oh, and there's
all the stuff they found in his bedroom, it was, let's just say,
spot marks
a little disgusting, yeah. Oh, my goodness. And he mentioned celebrity homes. I'm sure I brought this up before. Maybe you saw it when Dick Clark died. They started talking about all the different things Dick Clark did and things that he owned. And all. And one of the things Dick Clark owned was a house that was an exact replica of Fred Flintstone's house.
I saw pictures of that.
Really?
Yeah, he was a huge fan. That was his favorite show, period. Not just a favorite cartoon, like his favorite show was the Flintstones. And he had a house made. It's right, I think it's in, I want to say Malibu, overlooking the ocean, and it's exact. Google it, because it is really, really cool. And it looks like a replica of the Flintstones house. It's all that, you know, it's unbelievable.
That'd be awesome.
I don't know how many rooms it is, but, you know, you can see the living room is all the, you know, rocks everywhere. And, I mean, it was really, really cool. So, I mean, right down the kitchen, everything was, you know, just like the...
The dinosaur in there with the dishwasher.
The dinosaur.
Dino.
The dinosaur mastodon. Was the mailbox.
The mastodon coming in for to do the dishes.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
There you go. Mike Evans, by the way, brought to you by Thompson Price. Thompson Price... .com. I wasn't going to mention this because I think this idiot got too much publicity as it is. And I really wish the TV stations wouldn't put this on the air. But the moron at the stadium last night.
Oh, the streaker?
The streaker. I mean, honest to God. I mean, it's been done. It's nothing new.
But I had some questions about that.
You had questions about him?
No. First of all, this streaking thing, because the guy lost a bet, apparently.
Yeah.
And he took his pants off, right? Had his pants off, and he's running around... Bush Stadium.
Pants, everything was off.
Oh, everything was off?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
he's completely naked.
You don't need to lose a bet to take your pants. Look at me right now. I got.
Yeah.
No, but he. Oh man.
I can see why you lost.
Yeah.
But he, come on.
Hey, you
brutal.
Set it up.
But he will be charged he'll be charged with trespassing.
Right.
But now, will he be charged with? Exposing himself in public, and then you can be added to the sex offender.
Gosh, I didn't think about
that. Well, yeah, we were talking about that earlier, and if you were to go on your front lawn and there were a group of 10 people out there and some kids, and you were out there just swinging your junk around, you would be on the sex offender list.
Yeah,
and this guy did it in front of 40,000 of them.
Yeah.
So is that
was he a young guy? Because I didn't.
22,
I don't know.
I think he's.
I don't know.
You know what? He's screwed, man. Can you imagine any future employer looking, you know, Googling his name?
No.
What did you do? Sorry. No, not going to work here.
They're going to take Cardinals.
What
are gonna
an
take
idiot!
Them, Cardinals are going to take him to small claims court.
Hello. Yeah. They don't have any hard evidence.
But I thought about
you.
It wasn't a stick up.
I threw it out for lack of evidence.
I don't know that I'd give him the rim shot for that.
Your hand
slipped?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought about that. Definitely trespassing. And then...
I heard they were going to try to fine him, too, like $15,000 or something.
They listed the charges online.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even see them.
But. I just wish they wouldn't show it on the news. I just think, you know, that's what they're looking for.
Fuzzied it out.
No, I know, but, you know,
but just
Ray makes a joke
about
it.
Oh, not during the game they didn't.
They don't show
it. I meant like this morning it was on
all the TV news things.
Look at this guy.
Oh, there's stuff on YouTube of people that were there, and they were videotaping it and stuff and putting it out there.
Okay, he'll be charged with lewd and indecent conduct and going on a playing field, both violations of St. Louis City ordinances. A more serious state charge could have required him to register as a sex offender, but that won't happen because he had no weapon and did not try to hurt anyone.
He had no weapon. We know what that means. He had no weapon.
But wait a minute. They can charge you with a sex offender and put you on that list if they catch you urinating in the woods out on a float trip.
That's right.
Where's that voice coming from?
That's right.
So
who is that,
you know, this not having a weapon thing is kind of makes it, you know, I don't know. I don't see how you can have two different sets of rules.
Mm.
I don't know.
It's a legitimate question, though, don't
it
you
It is.
Think?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I'll go back to my room.
Has traffic started?
No.
I thought, man, I think I just had a stroke. I don't remember introducing the traffic. All right, we'll break. We'll come back. It's the big 550 KTRS.
It is time for traffic, and here's Frank Ladd with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Frank?
Sorry, I was a little premature.
So was that guy last night?
We're still backed up southbound on the Interbelt between Del Mar and Highway 40. They've gotten that crash out of the way at Highway 40. 40 westbound, it's a good run out of the city. Hampton to McCausland, no delays there. You're thinning out 270 to Mason. Still a little heavy stretch in a couple pockets out in the valley approaching the Boone Bridge. Still a heavy pocket as well. Eastbound Highway 40, 141 to Mason. Southbound on 270, heavy now between Doherty Ferry and Big Bend. They've gotten that accident out of the way down near Tesson Ferry that Tim Weiland called in with. Eastbound on 270, we've cleared out up in North County between McDonnell and 170. This update brought to you by the Home Depot. Right now at the Home Depot, get a free 10-pound bag of Ortho Bug Be Gone Max granules when you buy a 1.33-gallon Ortho Home Defense wand. More saving, more doing. That's the power of Home Depot. See your store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550, KTRS.
If you are one of the thousands of St. Louis area homeowners who suffered damage from the recent storms and are now facing a bewildering array of insurance claims, insurance paperwork, and insurance adjusters, you need some answers. Tune in this Saturday from 4 till 5 p.m. for the Lane House Construction Show with the roofer, Kerry House. He'll take your calls and give you the answers you need to handle the entire process. The Lane House Construction Show with the roofer, Kerry House. This Saturday at 4 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings, and it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug. And people don't know about it. And people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Want your home to make a statement? Want to maximize your biggest investment? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Right now, at Metro Lighting, save 25% on all regularly priced lighting from Minka, Minka Air, Metropolitan, and George Kovacs. Whether you're lighting your entire dream home but just need a new lamp, the Minka Group at Metro Lighting offers distinctive selections for every style and budget. Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Know of the original sin, and you might know how to play with fire. But did you know
that Frank Ladd just went streaking through the building?
Man, wow, he's fast, man, too. He's,
wow.
Now I understand why they call him Tic Tac Man.
Yeah.
Tic Tac Man.
King of the traffic tips.
All right. Hope you folks have a wonderful Memorial Day holiday weekend. Please be safe. No drinking, no driving. Well, you can drink or drive. Just don't do them at the same time.
Call a cab. Call a Cleed cab.
Yeah, you bet. In fact, that's a good number to have there in your.
Why don't you give
yourself.
That? Number?
But you know what, Tina? I think I will. I think I will right now. Actually,
go ahead.
314-652-3456.
There you go.
You didn't think I knew it, did you?
I wasn't sure.
Because I never really have to say it. But Lacleed Cab, and they're great folks, and good number to have, you know, even if you're not a drinker, it's always good to have. You never know when you're going to need a cab. We got a minute left here.
Hopefully we see everyone at the West County Talent Bash tomorrow.
It'll be.
And you can see all the other people that work here, too.
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch.
And McGraw and Martin.
That's right.
Martin Kilcoyne. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe John Carney if he's doing okay after his surgery. I hope he shows up.
Plus that barbecue cook-off deal.
Yeah, they're going to have pork steak contest going. Good. And then Schlafly will have a bunch of beer there. And it's a family event, too. It's for the kids. And then the talent contest
Do you have to bring your family?
No, you don't have to. You don't have to bring your family.
There's kids performing. There's adults performing.
Actually, it is a good time.
That'll be great.
And we will start playing, our band Henry's Humans will start playing at noon.
Man. Remember when these two used to just sit around and talk about wanting to start a band, and that's all they...
Yeah.
And they'd play, like, in a basement somewhere.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah, remember that?
Now we're really busy.
Now they're, like, out, they're really doing it. They're out there doing it.
We're really doing it, and we're really very, very busy.
Hey, that's what you wanted, man.
I know.
No complaining.
No.
What you wanted. So.
It's fun.
You can see Dan's band and the whole crew tomorrow out in beautiful Chesterfield, Missouri. And don't forget to bring your donation for the USO as well. And those are online if you need a list of things to possibly bring. That's it. We will have first trivia show tomorrow night.
Wow.
9 o'clock.
I can't believe they finally buckled.
We want lots of calls tomorrow night because I know that everybody's got the weekend off and would love to hear from you. That's it. Have a wonderful Memorial Day holiday weekend, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis. The Big 550 and KTRS.com. The talk of St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Stephen Portnoy. 33 years after the